Today's episode is sponsored by Brittany Stefanik Sleep Consulting. Brittany Stefanik educates and supports families in finding sleep solutions because with sleep, a glitter mindset is even easier to come by. You can find her online at brittanystefanik.com or on Instagram, Brittany Stefanik Sleep. Welcome to Glitter Mindset, a podcast for entrepreneurial women ready to sparkle in their life and careers. I'm your host, Aria Leidy, and I am obsessed with empowering women and helping them shine. If you're ready to sparkle, treat every day as a celebration, and you're not afraid to get a little bit messy, you are in the right place. Let's get started. Hi friends, I am so happy to be chatting with you guys today. We are going to be talking about self-care, and this is something that I talk about all the time. It comes up in conversations with my clients and my mob members constantly, and it has been really calling to me lately that this is a message that I think a lot of women need to hear. And it is so important that as we go into the new year that we really start putting in these practices and giving to ourselves. Self-care is a trend right now. You can see it in all of the, especially right now since it's the holidays, you see all these, you know, luxurious bath bombs and stuff like that. And I feel like the concept of self-care got really commercialized, and we think of it as spa days and, you know, mani-pedis, which it might be for you, but it's not for everybody, and there are so many more important things that you should be doing to give yourself self-care. And right now, as entrepreneurs and as women, there is another trend out there that is all about, you know, fighting to be a martyr for your business, fighting to be a martyr for your family if you're a mom. As you guys know, I am the founder of a group called The Mob Nation, so it's mom-owned businesses, so I am seeing this all the time where, you know, we're trying to one-up each other on who's more tired and who's working more and who's, you know, not taking any time off. We want to be in the hashtag no sleep club, and that is so not where we should be. We should be investing in ourselves and making ourselves a top priority, because that is the only way that our businesses can survive and our families can survive. You always hear that you cannot pour from an empty cup. And that is so true, but you also shouldn't be pouring from a full cup either. If you're pouring from a full cup, that means that you are depleting your own resources. You need that cup to be full for yourself. So I like to say that you can pour from an overflowing cup. If your little fancy teacup has overflowed onto the saucer, then pour from your saucer. That way you are keeping your own resources, you are keeping the things that you need in your cup, and you're giving everybody else, you know, extra and the stuff that is overflowing from you, and you are sharing your abundance with everybody instead of sharing your scarcity. And this is definitely something, you know, that you should consider as an investment into yourself, because you are your business, you are your brand, and you should be showing up as your best self all of the time. I learned that as a brick and mortar owner. We were going through some struggles and I really needed to take some time off, but I didn't. I told myself that I couldn't afford it. I told myself that with everything going on, I needed to be there 7 days a week. And what that did was I gave my customers an awful experience. You know, the people coming in, they saw me tired, they saw me run down, I didn't have a good energy for them. You know, those places that you go and like there's, you just don't get that good vibe. Like, it's not awful, but you just leave and you're like, nothing really called me back to be there. And so it was so important that I really should have filled myself up. That way I could have given my best self to the customers and the kids. I wasn't being my best self to my family. And so while this podcast is really geared towards entrepreneurs, like definitely, you know, if you're a stay-at-home mom, that is your job and your business too. And you need to be giving your best self to your children and your best self to your partners if you have one. And really just making sure, again, that you are your 100% happiest, wholest, healthiest version of you. I have some friends that own brick and mortars, and it's not a fun experience going to visit them. I have gone there and I continue to go there because I know them and I love them, but I always feel like I'm a burden there, like, you know, serving me and having me as a customer as a burden, because they're so tired, they're so exhausted. If I need another round, if I, you know, would like something in a different size, then they're just, you know. And I see them do it to other people too. And it's just, it's not giving a good look, you know? And so it's just, if they would take some time to step away, close their doors for a week, say that they're renovating, because it's true, you're renovating yourself. If they would take a second to step away, go handle their issues, you know, it would be a way better investment as a whole, to go and get themselves, you know, right and squared away. So before we get in any further, I just want to give a shout out to another one of our founding sponsors, the amazing Brittany Stefanik. She is a sleep consultant and works with babies and adults. She is in our mom group, and so I have seen countless moms sing her praises. She is a miracle worker. She is amazing. And not only that, but she is like the epitome of a girl boss. She is so supportive of everybody else. She is constantly just, you know, those women that are like, oh, how is she doing it? How is she, you know, showing up in all of these amazing ways? She must never sleep. But guess what? She does, because she's a sleep consultant and she knows the importance of it. And that brings us into the first thing on the list for self-care: sleep. You guys have to sleep. There is no fun in the hashtag no sleep club, okay? I know, we want to compete. We want to say, oh, we only got 3 hours. We only got 2 hours. You have to sleep. That is where you are letting your body recharge. That is where you are letting your mind get, you know, squared away so that you can be super creative and productive and everything like that. If you are trying to stay up late to squeeze, you know, a little bit more work in at 3 a.m., even though you know you have to be up at 6 a.m. with the kids, the work is going to be half-assed, most likely. You know, there are going to be, you know, those hell weeks where, you know, you need like 3 or 4 days where you have to get that project done. I do it sometimes, but I sleep the rest of the time. I used to not sleep. I used to sleep about 3 hours a night, and I used to, you know, have a schedule of how I did things. But if I slept, I wasn't going to be able to see my husband because our hours were so off and I really wanted to spend some time with him. And if I didn't sleep, then I was going to have to, you know, give up some time with my child after school. So I was so worried about it. But really, the energy I was giving them was not my best self. You know, I would rather have a few less hours per week with them, but the time that I spend with them is so good. I'm vibrant, I'm happy, I'm kind, I'm not snapping at my husband or being stressed out with them. You know, I'm just giving my all to them when I'm with them. So sleep, 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 and hit up Brittany if you need help with that. And then water. Water, guys. Water is like one of the most crucial things for self-care ever. It will help you lose weight. It's going to help you get toxins out. It's going to clear up your skin. It's basically the most spiritual, physical, and mental gift you can give yourself. Our brains have water. They need water in order for us to be productive, focused, and healthy. So drink that water. You know, try to get in a gallon a day. It's supposed to be half your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 150 pounds and try to get 75 ounces, but if you can try to shoot for that gallon of water a day, do it. Not all of us, you know, accomplish it, but it is a good goal to have. And put some lemon in it, because then that's going to help you with everything else too. It's going to help you feel energized. It's going to help you with digestion. And then try to get those fresh foods in. I know that I do not eat throughout the day. I'm really awful about it. Still, to this day, I don't eat, and then I'll remember that I'm starving at like 8 p.m. at night, and you know, eat like a bag of chips and polish off a bottle of champagne, and that is so bad. So I started packing my lunch even though I work from home. So I pack my lunches in these cute little Tupperware containers. I will put a link into my favorite Tupperware container so you guys can snag those as well. I'll put those in the show notes. And I, you know, cut up the cheese and I put the almonds, I put all the vegetables, I put the fruits. That way I have it right there. And I also fill up my water bottle and I have that for the next day. I'll try to usually make a few of them so that there are a few days worth of foods. And then I also just bring it with me if I'm going to be going from meeting to meeting, even if those meetings are in restaurants and coffee shops, because a lot of time I'll order food while I'm at meetings and not end up finishing it because I'm talking so much. So I will bring the fresh foods with me. And then we are going to set boundaries, both personal and professional. So set those boundaries of the things that make you, you know, feel good. So if there are, you know, I don't take phone calls past 8 p.m. or, hi, I don't like these things that trigger me in my, you know, relationship and marriage. Please don't bring these things up. This is not how you talk to me. This isn't my love language. One of my boundaries is I don't accept Facebook messages because I get hundreds per day and it used to drive me absolutely crazy trying to respond to all of them. And I have told people that I don't respond to them and they will still use that. And then they will later, you know, send me the ? Or they will see me in person and say, well, I tried to send you like 5 Facebook messages. Well, that's not the way that I respond, because if I did, if I had it on my phone, I would not get anything else done, and it would make me feel guilty that I responded to some of you and not all of you. So I just don't do that. And then I, you know, try to have the one day a week that is my day where nobody's going to interrupt it. That's another boundary that I have. So set those boundaries, make sure that you stick to them. You know, if it's, I'm not open during the holidays and somebody's like, well, couldn't you just be open? Or they like start to do that guilt trip the way that customers always seem to do. No, I won't. Or I'm not making any more cupcake orders for this year. Well, couldn't you just make one more? It's for my kid's birthday. Nope, sorry, you should have ordered it when there was, you know, the open time in my calendar. So set the boundaries, and stick with them. Another thing that was so hard for me, and this was told to me all the time, but I just could not do it, is to outsource and delegate the things you hate. So at first, you know, a lot of us as business owners are like, oh, I can't afford to outsource all of this stuff because I am, you know, on a tight budget. But get creative and find a way to do it, because if you are outsourcing the things that you absolutely hate to others that absolutely loved to do it, then you are freeing up your time to be a better mom, be, you know, invest into yourself, and then to also make more money. I have an amazing podcast producer. So I record these podcasts, I put them in a Google Drive, and her amazing team get it up, and, you know, I don't have to worry about anything else. I say the stuff, I don't have to deal with the tech, and, you know, then I'm able to find more sponsors or spend some more time taking notes on really great things or listening to more podcasts that inspire me and thinking of more topics. Those types of things lead to more money, more time, more energy. If you hate to clean your house, outsource it. Outsource it to somebody else that loves to clean houses. My sister has a cleaning company and she absolutely loves to clean houses and she has fun doing it. It's exciting to her. She's been doing it for like 15, 17 years now. She's had some of the same clients over that entire time. She loves it. So she can do that because that extra, you know, hour per week, 2 hours per week that she's doing that and making herself happy, then guess what? I'm able to go and do something else with that time. So Outsource the things that you hate so that you can be 100% on board with the stuff that you love. You see it with the top successful people in the world. I was watching Tony Robbins on TV and he had a whole team of people. He wasn't even driving his own car because he needs that time to harness his creative energy and to just, you know, go be the best self. If he was running his own books, if he was bookkeeping, if he was doing his own bookkeeping, if he was on his own social media, if he was doing his own timing, if he was cooking his own meals, he would not be the Tony Robbins that everybody there paid thousands of dollars to see, and he wouldn't give them a really great experience. So outsource the stuff that you hate so that you can have more time and make more money. And I will give you guys a little bit of a hint on, you know, justifying outsourcing stuff. If you are into manifesting like I am, and I'm getting even more into it, the universe likes to give abundance and answer the calls to those that are doing the greatest good. So if I am outsourcing all of these things that I don't like, I am now blessing all of these different people in my life and leaving room for more abundance to flow through me, right? Because I'm a money magnet. Money flows to me easily. And I am now able to pay a podcast producer. I'm now able to pay a housekeeper. I'm now able to, you know, have somebody do social media. And now that's blessing their lives, which is bringing even more abundance to me, which now I can go and take that abundance and I can go and do even more of my life purpose, which is to be sharing stories, helping women, helping them see their shine, writing books, and sharing my creative energy to help double, triple, quadruple businesses. So that's just another reason why you would want to outsource those things, because it's going to bring you more abundance. And so I am definitely going to do an abundance episode soon. But so the other one is work smarter, not harder. And that kind of goes along with outsource the things you hate. Work on the stuff that really brings you joy. Work on the things that are lightest. Find smart ways to do it. Automate the things that you are able to automate. And you don't always have to be in the hustle and grind. You can just have a really simple way of doing things. And so stop making things harder for yourself than they need to be. Work smarter, not harder. And this is the simplest concept, the one I'm about to share with you. I used to post on my Facebook pages, and it would be so much work to go and do that. And instead of doing that every day, you know, automating it to where they auto-post, and I go and I schedule them, and then I spend one day per month, you know, making all the events at once, posting them and scheduling them and making sure that they're going to schedule. And then I'm not forgetting stuff. I'm not sitting there, you know, trying to work it into my everyday. Like, while I'm focused on it, while I'm thinking about it, while my calendar's up, I sit there and I spend a few hours scheduling the posts, and then I don't have to worry about it for the rest of the month unless there's something that I really just have to share. So work smarter, not harder. Get in touch with the universe. That is the biggest self-care thing ever. When you are just in touch with the divine, when you know, if you believe in God, universe, goddesses, if you are in touch with them and you are aligned with them and you believe in divine timing, guess what? You're not going to stress out about stuff. Stress creates cortisol. That is, just let go. Vibe higher, get in touch with the universe. You can do things like astrology. That is a big self-care item for me. Finding out when, with all the different moon transits and stuff like that. Again, my friend Diana with Astro Artistry, she sits there and tells me, hey, guess what? The moon is going to be in Aquarius and the moon is going to be in Aries these days. These are the days you should not be trying to do meetings, not trying to do anything else except investing in self-care. So go get your acupuncture, go get your massage, go shopping, go buy new shoes, go get your nails done, whatever you need to do during those 2 days, and shut your phone off. And if your self-care is don't get out of bed, totally do that. But you should not be talking to people, or, you know, your communication's going to be off, your energy's going to be off, and all you're going to do is feel sad. And if you're sad and depleted because you didn't listen during those times of the month that you were supposed to be listening, then guess what? Now the days after that are also draining because you didn't stop to do the things that you were supposed to do that your body and soul need during these times. So get in touch with the universe, get in touch with the stars, understand your moon patterns. She can totally help you understand your chart, because then you can flow out in a best way. And again, give yourself that grace and give yourself the gift of being able to listen to your body and soul, so that when you are ready to be powerful, you are powerful. You are not doing things half-assed. You're giving 155% to everything, and your cup is overflowing. And so now you have this overflow on your saucer that now you can spread out to the community and your family and your business. Stop waiting until you're broken. So again, don't wait. So like me, I hurt my back. I've known for years that I need massages because I hold all of my tension in my neck and shoulders to the point where I get headaches. It affects my jaw, it affects everything, it affects my sleep. So it's all this like really vicious pattern, right? And I've known for years that I need to get monthly, if not bi-weekly, massages to help release that tension, because after a massage, I bounce back. I'm so energized. I'm so happy. But still, I get into this pattern of canceling massages, or, you know, not going to them because I have something to do or I have an important meeting. But then I get broken and it takes me, you know, a week to recover, when if I would have just done preventative care, then I would just be at my, you know, 100%. So, get onto memberships. Like if you're into floats, tons of the float places have memberships, massage places have memberships. You know, see if you are working with a local massage therapist and she doesn't have a membership, ask her like, hey, I need to have a massage and I need you to auto draft my card, and here's my card number, draft it, because I want to make sure that it's in my budget and then it's paid for. One of my best friends, her self-care is going to the gym, and she really wanted to go to this really awesome gym and she didn't think she could afford it, and I said just add it to your schedule, like go and do it, and that is your schedule and your part of your budget each month, and the rest will just flow into place. And it totally did. And she gets that self-care, she goes and doesn't feel bad about working out for an hour, and she has been improving everything in her life, her business, her ways that she shows up at her events, everything. So stop waiting until you're broken. Do that preventative care, whether that looks like acupuncture, massages, floats, manicures, pedicures, just going to the doctor. Just go and do it now. Time off and vacations. We really shouldn't be vacationing from our everyday life. We should be, you know, living our life as if it were a vacation all the time in a dream world. That is one of the pieces to my life, is I'm not trying to work myself only to have that like one vacation during the year. So take that time off. Give yourself that time to sleep in. If you are a stay-at-home mom, you know, drop the kids off at school and then go back to bed, or eat the bonbons like they think we do anyways. But take that time off. And if you can't always afford to go to the beach, then find other ways to have little vacations. Have a staycation at a hotel where you, you know, don't have to worry about anything, and get room service, or do guided meditation, to where that is like a mini vacation for me all the time. And then the last thing on the list for self-care is to have compassion for yourself. Because if you are not compassionate to yourself, if you are not loving yourself, then you are not taking care of yourself. If you are putting yourself down, if you are, you know, giving yourself such a hard time every time that you make a simple mistake, then you are not caring for yourself. So have some compassion. Talk kindly to yourself. I've been putting in the practice of affirmations, and I've been telling myself some really powerful affirmations every day, and it has definitely helped and definitely been a great investment of time into myself and my business. So hopefully you guys are going to actually take this into account and remember that, again, it is an investment. You are working for yourself, so you are yourself's employee, right? And you would never, ever, ever work a job if your boss did not allow you to take a lunch break, if they put you down every time you made a mistake, if you were rude to customers because you were just so tired. Like, do you think that they're going to want you to be working for them? So would you want to work there? No. So go be your best self. You would not. You are your own boss. So if you wouldn't treat an employee like that, then why are you treating yourself like that? So hopefully that helps you justify it, makes it okay in your mind to invest and to know wholeheartedly, because you are connected with the universe, that it's all going to come back to you. Investments into yourself and into your greater good are going to come back to you, and they are going to make you money, give your clients the best experience, make those clients want to tell everybody else how amazing you are to work with, and get you into the flow to where money will flow easily to you. So self-care, do it, get some sleep, and go drink some water right now. So until next time, babes, I love you guys. Thanks for listening.